Chamber of Commerce brags about blocking sick days for railroad workers. By Jacob Bliss on December 12, 2022. The United States Chamber of Commerce, which is against sick pay for workers, is reportedly responsible for blocking a resolution to provide 7 days of sick leave for railroad employees after sending out a letter just days before the Senate voted. As Breitbart News reported, the U.S. Senate voted earlier this month to pass a resolution, H.J. Res. 100, to impose a contract on freight rail workers, in addition to voting to reject a concurrent measure, H.Con.Res. 119, with a 52-43 margin after needing 60 votes to give workers 7 guaranteed paid sick days. Notably, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, voted was the only Democrat to vote against the measure, with 6 Republicans voting for the measure and multiple members of both parties not voting. Following the votes, The Intercept reported this past weekend that workers who had been lobbying the upper chamber had reason to be hopeful before the Senate voted. But railroad companies came down hard on the Senate, and the Chamber of Commerce said they would score. Intercept noted that scoring the vote means anybody who voted for it would be punished come election time. As The Intercept noted, the Chamber of Commerce published a letter on November 30, the day before the Senate vote, stating, "The U.S. Chamber of Commerce strongly supports H.J. Res. 100, which provides a necessary resolution to avert a catastrophic labor strike that would shut down rail service in America. The Chamber strongly opposes H.Con.Res. 119, which would impose an unworkable, one-sided modification to a labor agreement that has already been agreed to by the leadership of all 12 unions representing rail workers and a majority of all rail workers. The Chamber will consider including votes on both pieces of legislation, including procedural votes, in our annual How They Voted scorecard," emphasis added. "A strike by workers would cause enormous harm to the nation. Therefore, we urge you to pass H.J. Res. 100 and reject any procedural votes that would amend the terms of the September 15 TAs, including H.Con.Res. 119. Congress has acted 18 times since the passage of the Railway Labor Act to avert a stoppage of national rail service. We urge you to do so again," emphasis added. Jeff Joints, Legislative Affairs Director for Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, BMW, told The Intercept that 4 of the senators who were hard yeses on sick leave ended up not being for the measure after the Chamber of Commerce sent a letter on how the organization felt. Joins added that 2 senators specifically said they were not for the measure after the Chamber of Commerce sent the letter, while directly acknowledging Manchin announced he was not for the sick pay after the letter. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.